Michigan elected official laughs about Rush Limbaugh's death. By Kyle Olson on February 19, 2021. A Michigan village president joked on social media about the death of talk radio icon Rush Limbaugh, and residents want accountability. Amanda Fisk, president of Middleville Village, shared a news report detailing the cancer victim's death and wrote, "Ha ha 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 ha, deep breath, ha 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 ha," would TV reported. Posted by Angela Rigas on Thursday, February 18, 2021. Fisk has since deleted the post and told Fox 17 her words are in no way affiliated with staff or the village itself. "I'm not a public figure of the township," she said, which is the municipality that encompasses the village. She asked critics not to share her comments any longer. "Honestly, that's not the way you represent a community." Amanda Pullen, whose father, Charles Pullen, was Fisk's predecessor, told the news station. "I mean, you're in the public eye no matter what." Kiara Hilton, herself fighting cancer, created an online petition calling for Fisk's resignation. "Personally, I'm not a fan of Rush Limbaugh," Hilton told Wood TV. "I don't listen to him, and what I have read and heard, he's not someone that I would support." Hilton's petition has garnered more than 1,000 signatures so far. "It's just disheartening that a human can actually say that and be excited about the death of another human," Middleville resident Lisa Forcia said, according to Wood TV. Before Fisk began deleting her opinions, other social media users found more acidic comments from the local leader. "If you're not patriotic enough to call a POTUS out for his bullshit the other 364 days a year, or wear a mask to the store, or give a shit about black lives or brown kids in cages or poverty wages or homelessness, you're not patriotic enough to cry about 9/11, she wrote on Twitter. "Remember those 3,000 lives quietly if you must, but do it quietly without jerking off over the greatest country in the world," Fisk said. In January, she lectured residents critical of Governor Gretchen Whitmer's D. 10 p.m. curfew for bars and restaurants. "I know it's super funny to act like the virus is more contagious after 10 p.m. and trust me, I'm laughing very hard at your hilarious joke. But here's the thing, y'all are irresponsible and forgetful after a couple of drinks," Fisk wrote on Facebook. "The virus doesn't get more contagious after 10. You and your idiot friends just get dumber," she declared. "You've been shown to be unable to follow basic guidelines while sober, and we certainly cannot trust you while intoxicated. Thus, a curfew," she continued, concluding, "you did it to yourselves. So STFU, shut the fuck up, already." Village trustees elected Fisk in January to serve following Pullen's death in November. Hilton's petition said the village is holding a meeting Tuesday, February 23, via Zoom, and members of the public are eligible to speak. Kyle Olson is a reporter for Breitbart News. He is also host of The Kyle Olson Show, syndicated on Michigan radio stations on Saturdays. Download full podcast episodes. Follow him on Parler.